She whispered again. Tip it over. Once more the glass wobbled. She pushed harder still, willing her eyes to shoot out more power. And then, very, very slowly, so slowly she could hardly see it happening, the glass began to lean backwards, further and further and further backwards, until it was balancing on just one edge of its base. And there it teetered for a few seconds, before finally toppling over and falling with a sharp tinkle onto the desktop. The water in it and the squirming newt splashed out all over Miss Trunchbull's enormous bosom. The headmistress let out a yell that must have rattled every window pane in the building. And for the second time in the last 5 minutes, she shot out of her chair like a rocket. The newt clutched desperately at the cotton smock where it covered the great chest, and there it clung with its little claw-like feet.